Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Did you know that in the U.S., one out of three homes have children that have children, and those homes have a gun in them? You know I'm passionate. If you've heard me talk about this before on this show, it is something that I'm terrified of. I am not afraid to ask my friends, but for parents that need a little help, not sure whether they should ask their children's parents if there is a gun in the home, Ask Day is coming up on June 21st. And my guest today is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a fan favorite here on Healthy Children and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show. Dr. Cross, tell us about Ask Day, because I find it so important every year that we really highlight this.
I agree with you. And when I was doing research for the segment, I was shocked at how many kids live in homes with guns and live in homes with guns that are unlocked and loaded. So like you said in your opening segment, one in three homes with children has a gun. And close to 1.5 million children live in a home that's loaded and unlocked. And when you think about that, you think, wow, there may be a likelihood that I send my kids someplace that isn't as safe as I'd like it to be. And I think Ask Day really brings that to the forefront, because we all know that, you know, if a child finds a gun, no matter how many times you tell them, don't touch it, walk away, that the likelihood of them actually following that, it doesn't happen. We've seen the exposés on TV that when a child finds a gun, even though they know and they've just been told, don't touch it, they're more than likely than not to go over and handle the gun. And that's when accidents happen.
It certainly does. And also the statistics, Dr. Cross, show that homes with guns in them are more likely to have a teen use that gun to commit suicide. That if a teen is going to commit suicide while taking pills or, you know, a car accident, something like that is hard and maybe not permanent, a gun in the house makes this a very easy permanent solution to what might have been a minor emotional issue for the teen.
I think that the thing for us to remember is that, you know, when you have an accident with a gun, it is often fatal, and it you can't take it back. It happens so quickly, whether it's intentional or accidental, it happens so quickly. And so just like we counsel parents to make sure that, you know, the bleach is locked away, or if you have a pool that your kids, A, know how to swim, but usually that's not enough. We make sure that there's a fence around the pool, that people can't get in from a backyard, you know, and just go into your backyard and go swimming. We have rules for these things because, you know, just like drowning, it's permanent and it happens very quickly. And that's the same with guns. So what we want people to do during Ask Day is to say, this is something that for whatever reason people are uncomfortable about. And, you know, what's interesting is that 70% of people agree that firearms should be stored safely. So the chances are, if you do ask somebody, do you have an unlocked weapon in your home? They won't think, wow, you're crazy for asking me. They will probably think, gosh, I should ask this more often. And I have to say, when I started to think about doing this, I was a little uncomfortable, and I was saying to myself, why
me
am
too.
I uncomfortable? But you kind of are, because you feel like maybe you're prying into somebody else's business. So I started talking just to my really good friends, and I said, have you guys ever heard of Ask Day? It's when you're supposed to ask this. You know, have you ever asked? And, you know, a lot of them said no. A couple of them said that they have actually been asked. And so we started talking about it. So I started talking about it in a comfortable setting, and now I feel much more comfortable talking about it with people that I just meet when, you know, I'm saying, okay, this is the first time my kid's going to go to your house. I met you in school. You seem like a really nice family. You're going to have my child over. Now I'm going to ask you this question, and you know, now I'm able to do it, but I had to do it in a comfortable setting first.
That's right. And I was uncomfortable too, Dr. Cross. I have had to ask it a couple of times, and one time the person said yes. And I didn't ask them just out of the blue. I asked them because my son came home and told me that he... Now I would have asked, you know, but back then he was my first kid. He came home and told me, and I was freaked out and terrified. So, and the statistics, as you say, when you're doing your research, the fact is that, I mean, those statistics, the number two leading cause of death among children and teens are from guns. I mean, it's crazy to think. So give us the wording. You realized how uncomfortable it can be. Give us some wording that parents can use as a pediatrician. And then what to do if the other person gets insulted?
So I would just really you just have to come out and say it. You can say, so, you know, my child's going to be coming over to your house. You know, I'm sure everything's safe, but I just want to make sure that you don't have any unlocked weapons or firearms or guns, whatever word you want to use, in your home. Because I'd be really nervous that if my child were to find it, as much as I've told them not to touch it, that they probably would. And, you know, you put the onus on you, and then you wait for what they'll say. And if they say, well, absolutely, I need to have a gun, you know, within 5 seconds of my reach at all times, so I don't lock them up, you can say, you know what, I'm really not comfortable with that. It may be safe for your children, although I would probably, you know, get a gun safe, but it may be safe for your children, but I'm just, my child, I know, will be too tempted. Maybe we can reschedule the play date at my house, you know? And really, you can just, you know, it's the same thing that you do whenever you talk to somebody. You just put the onus on you. It's my child, you know? And really,
and that's okay.
Everybody would get a gun safe, but you're not going to change their mind.
You're not going to change your mind. And that's the thing, Dr. Cross. This is becoming controversial, passionate. It's even becoming controversial for you pediatricians to ask, is there a gun in the home? And you pediatricians are doing this now as part of well visits, and people are getting offended, and politicians are getting involved and saying you had no right to ask that. But I don't understand that. If you're the one going to have to treat that child in the emergency room, you have the right to ask, do you keep guns in the home? That way I know I'm on call in case your kid comes to the emergency room at 3 a.m.
Well, and that also so that I can tell you what I know, and what I know might be something that you don't know. Like, I know that as much as we tell children not to go and touch a gun, which we do, that it doesn't always work. I can also tell you that, you know, there are certain gun safes that are better than others, that there are gun safes that toddlers can open because they just drop them a little and it unlocks them. So I would tell you, do your research. Make sure you're not getting the $25 gun safe from Walmart, but really doing your research and making sure that this is a safe that a kid can't open. I would tell you to store your ammunition and your gun separately, because just like we use two forms of birth control when you don't want to get pregnant, we should use two forms of gun control when we want to make sure a kid doesn't shoot themselves. So there's things that we can tell you as pediatricians that maybe the average American wouldn't be thinking about. And that's what we do as pediatricians. We give preventative guidance because we want to keep people safe, not because we want to judge them. We want to keep them safe.
Well, and too many people look at this as a judgment call. And, oh, well, if, you know, you're going to look at me sideways because I keep a gun in my house, which I must admit I do. I don't want any guns. I have no problem with hunting. But keep those at some cabin in the woods. You know, it just freaks me out. And the website is askingsaveskids.org. That's askingsaveskids.org. And National Ask Day is June 21st. So parents, you know, get out there and ask if your kids are going over to kids' play dates, if they're going over to new children's houses. Now, Dr. Cross, we have about a minute left. A little bit longer. What do you say to your kids if what do you tell parents to say to their kids about this? If kids roll their eyes and go, Mom, don't ask now, I can't go over there. Now you've embarrassed me.
Well, I've started with my kids at a very young age saying, you know, guns are dangerous. They're for, you know, a serious reason, and we don't play with that. And if you're ever at somebody's house, whether it's an aunt, an uncle, a babysitter, a grandparent, anybody's house, and you or one of your little friends finds a gun, don't touch it. Not only that, you leave the room immediately and you find an adult. And I told them, like, you don't say, like, hey, everybody get out. You don't try to get the other person to put the gun down. You just say, I don't think you should touch that, as you're walking out of the room. Don't stay in the room. And I tell them, grab your brother, grab your sister, find an adult. Like, that's what you do. And so hopefully that will stick. But, you know, I really worry that it's the places that I don't think, that maybe they, you know, we show up at a friend's house who doesn't have kids and doesn't even think to lock up their gun.
Those are the kind of people, you're right.
You have to always talk to your kids.
You have to talk to your kids. It's all about communication. National Ask Day. The website is askingsaveskids.org. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.